I assume over the next couple of months, as long as Omicron variant and whatever else doesn't continue to make everything worse, that there will be a few more in-person ones announced happening this coming year.
Wait, is that a Loki variant?
The Loki variant, yes, it might as well be. It's causing just as much damage.
That's for sure. The timeline's crumbling.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Heading to WP podcast. I'm Marcus Burnett, and with me as always is TJ Rogers. How are you this lovely Friday afternoon, TJ?
I'm doing pretty well. Back to warmer Florida weather. We had a nice little stretch of being in the 60s, but now we've warmed up again, back to the short sleeves. But, you know, overall, doing very well. How about you?
I'm good. I am looking forward to it being back in the 60s again, especially as we are encroaching on Christmas a bit here and the new year. It's always nice to have a bit cooler weather. We had it for Thanksgiving. That was nice.
Yes,
and then
yes,
it jumped back up to the mid 70s, low 80s for some reason. Hopefully that heads back down as we get a little closer to Christmas. Speaking of which, we're getting pretty close to the 2021 holidays here, but there's still a little time left, and we thought it might be good to share a few last-minute gift ideas for people like ourselves, web designers and developers. We didn't really set any criteria here, and we don't know what each other chose in true Christmas style, so hopefully we didn't pick all the same things. Let's just get started, and I'll start with the first one here. So the first one on my list I have is in a time now where a lot of us are working from home, or a lot of us are working with clients who are home and aren't meeting up with people in person as much. The top one on my list, I kind of cheated, and it's three things: a new webcam, okay, or microphone or headphones, because they're all kind of related, right? They're all kind of, yes, together. Certainly they have their independent uses and stuff as well. But I'm thinking we're all on lots of Zoom calls or Google Hangouts or Skype or any of the other video conferencing softwares. So it's always nice for me when I can see the person on the other side clearly and hear what they're saying and all of that. So that was kind of the top thing on my list. I just got a new webcam. I really like it. I guess step back, the only criteria we did kind of set for ourselves is that we're not really necessarily mentioning any specific gift items. We'll have this list of items that we're recommending here in the show notes, but we don't have like affiliate links or anything like that. So we're not really promoting any particular items specifically, but I did get a new webcam and I'm really liking it. And, you know, we both have pretty decent microphones. Part of that is just because of the nature of wanting to do these podcasts and videos and stuff. But for everyone else now that's also in meetings all the time and want to be able to sound clear and all of that, having a new microphone and headphones are all very important things. So that was kind of the first thing on my list, is just sort of upgrading that meeting studio, if you will, being able to have clear video, clear audio, and be able to hear what the other people are saying. If those are, you know, noise canceling or something, that might be nice too, just to sort of tune out the rest of the world, depending on how quiet the space you're in or they're in. But again, those are all kind of along the same lines of upgrading that meeting experience. And so I thought that those were a great start, a great thing to maybe put on the gift list for web designers and developers. What do you have on your list, TJ? Why don't you give us one of yours?
So one of the ones that I've got on the list, hopefully I'll be getting one soon, is a very nice ergonomic chair. Maybe gaming chairs work great. At the last agency I was at, we all had gaming chairs. They knew how to keep us in our seats. Nice. felt like a warm hug. And you know, and it's kind of works out, I think, because they've got the 20th anniversary of the Harry Potter movies, you know, the first film, yeah, at least.
Yeah.
And there was a fancy schmancy Harry Potter branded gaming chair for just under $600. So some of them can get a tad pricey, but
yeah, I thought you know, were hinting at what you wanted me to get you for Christmas, but just a tad under $600 might be a little bit out of my price range.
That's fair. That's fair. You know, we're sitting all day. Oh, here, I'm gonna do a little bundle too, since you got one out of the way already.
Yeah, you're allowed. I'll let you do it.
Okay, good. Good. So we sit a little too long doing what we do as developers and designers, being at screens all day. A standing desk, or a desk that can go from sitting to standing.
Yes.
Electronic, however way you'd like to do it, those would be great gifts as well, because then, you know, you can relieve some pressure on your back and still keep working. And sometimes that's just a good way to even creatively get a different vantage point. Just physically being different in the space can do something as little as that can possibly, you know, let you see something from a different perspective, physically, mentally as well. And so those are two things that can be coupled together, but those would make great gifts for someone who is either sitting all the time or needs to not sit all the time. Health benefits, brain and mental benefits for both. So yeah, those are some really, I think, great gifts for someone who does what we do.
Yeah, I recently got a standing desk, or more specifically a sitting standing desk, like you were mentioning, that kind of does both. That's what I would definitely recommend. Standing all day is hard, but so is, like, sitting all day is really bad on your back and posture and all of that too. So having the ability to kind of move back and forth, I've found, as someone who works remotely too at home, that just the change of scenery from just sitting to standing
right,
is enough to kind of make you feel like you got up and moved around a little bit and aren't in the same place that you were before. And even though I'm still in the same office here in my house, like, moving the desk up kind of gives me a little bit of change of scenery, change of perspective, makes my body feel like, you know, like I've moved about some, which, you know, technically I have, but the point being, absolutely, is that it feels like a change of scenery and like I'm not just stuck in the same place for hours on end. So yeah, that's absolutely a great duo, a chair and then a desk that makes your chair obsolete. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right. I do have one more. I keep
adding, go ahead,
bundle. Some people like to have, again, for health benefit reasons or just to keep your blood flowing. I know of a couple of people who either have the particular sort of foot rest where you get your feet at different angles to help with posture. And then also you can get one of those little peddlers if you you want to stay fit, but don't also want to go to the gym. You can work out simultaneously by pedaling a little bit. One of my coworkers at Next Horizon, she had one, and it helped her, again, not just physical health. Mm-hmm. She said that it helped a little bit, you know, if you were getting distracted, you know, being able to focus on one thing and then helping you focus on another, but just to keep your mind from wandering, that can help too if you have difficulty focusing or having attention kind of just disperse everywhere. I'm guilty of that very often, and so that could be helpful too. But yeah, a couple things that at your desk can help health wise
yeah, those are both good for sitting. I'm gonna just continue to pile onto the same bundle and say that having a, like, mat to stand on that's,
ooh,
nice and comfy, if you're going to stand at your standing desk for long periods of time, then having a mat. I don't have one. I wish I did. The carpet, even though it's carpet, you know, it's fairly thin, and I'm mostly just sort of standing on the solid surface for, you know, hours on end. So having a comfortable mat at your desk as well to be able to stand on if you're going to stand at your desk for an extended period of time will help you, one, just feel better, and two, be able to stand longer. I find because of that discomfort, I end up probably not standing at my desk as long as I probably should, just because I'm ready to get back off my feet and sit down. And that's just because of the floor, lack of padding and all of that. So yeah, that's a nice big bundle we got there.
Nice.
The chair, the desk, the pedal, you know, to be able to pedal while you're sitting, and a mat. That's a happy web designer and developer right there.
For sure.
Speaking of desks and gear around the desk area, the next one that I had on my list of potential gift ideas is, again, sort of a combo here, either a laptop stand or like a phone watch headphone charger stand.
Yes.
I have, you know, I have my phone, I have an Apple Watch, and I have some AirPods, and, you know, I'm using them all day and the battery gets low. It's nice to have kind of a charging dock station where I can kind of set those things down. It's all in one, so I can put them together rather than finding lots of lightning cables to plug things in.
Right.
And then the watch has its own charger. So then I've got to specifically find like the little disc magnetic watch charger thing to charge that. So just having a dock that has all of those things together is great. The other added bonus, the one I have, is like a travel version. So it kind of folds up nice and neat. And that allows me to just take one thing with me if I'm, you know, if I have to leave, if I'm going somewhere, not for the afternoon, but like if I'm going somewhere overnight, I can take that one dock with me. It has one cable, so that plugs into the wall, and then it charges all of those things all together. And I don't have to worry about, losing charge on all those things as I'm, you know, traveling around and stuff. So I do have a laptop stand too, but they're all just sort of like device stands. So I kind of lumped it together into a device stand category. I think that laptop stand is great. I personally think like a phone watch headphone charger would be more practical for just kind of every day. So those are ones that I had on the list as well.
Nice. Nice. To keep going along with that sort of thought and type of gear, my goodness, if you do more than just web development design, if you are also, you know, making YouTube videos, maybe gaming at your workstation or whatever your setup you have, some kind of cable and wire organization will go a long way. Because even if you got the dock and charger, you probably got, you know, a dozen or more devices and electronics right in that same area. So being able to organize that, and for your own sanity, for the look of it and cleanliness, and even to help you when you need to disconnect some of those or move them around, that it's all kind of tidied up and not looking all wrangled like a mess of worms or something. So so that can help too.
Yeah. I'm sitting at my desk looking around now. I've got, let's see, I've got external speaker cable, a plug for that. I've got a webcam cable. I've got a microphone cable, headphones, keyboard. Yeah, there's just all sorts of wires running across everywhere. So 100%. A lot of those too can be like, they don't have to be real big and fancy. So those make like great additional gifts as like a toss that in with, or like a stocking stuffer if you're doing some smaller things. And so, you know, that's just a great like upgrade. You get like this one gift, and then you get like some cable organization stuff, and it's like the equivalent of like when you get your kids toys that require batteries and you also remember to get batteries, you know.
Yep, indeed.
It's like, yes, here I got you this thing, also there's like a cable running off of it, here are some cable organizers to help you with that. I've thought this all the way through.
100.
Cool. We'll stick to the same area, right? The computer area. And I have blue light blocking glasses on here. Oh. As one that I think makes a great gift. They're relatively inexpensive. I have a pair of these that I've had for a couple of years now, and it definitely helps with eye strain. I mean, there are so many health benefits to it. One, probably heard about the blue light emitting from monitors and stuff. It's really hard on you for sleep. So if you're working later in the evening, then it takes your body that much longer to sort of come down from, you know, seeing all that light being emitted to tell your brain that it's time to go to sleep. But also I get lots of like headaches from staring at screens too long, and the blue light blocking glasses definitely help with reducing those headaches. So, you know, it blocks the blue light. The one caveat there is that it does make everything kind of more yellow. So if you do have to take them off for like real color sensitive stuff if you're a web designer, but then just put them back on, right? Check the colors, put them back on, make sure that you're good. Definitely the health benefits outweigh everything else. It's super important to, you know, just stay healthy in general. That's why we've already kind of talked about the standing desk and the pedal, you know, the pedal system for when you're sitting and stuff. Super important for all of us that are in the web designers and developers that we're talking about here, just sitting at computers for like 8, 9, 10 hours a day. It's real bad on so many things, posture, on, you know, your muscles. It's bad for, you know, just your health in general, your weight, bad for your eyes and your brain and all that stuff. So the more that we can do to like mitigate some of those things, the better. And so I added blue light blocking glasses here as a way to sort of reduce some of the eye strain, some of the headaches that come along with some of the eye strain and stuff. So I thought that those were great. Like I said, not particularly expensive either. So definitely worth it.
Nice, nice. Are there any other gifts that are kind of in that category along the workstation desk area, studio space that you have?
No, those are, I think we've exhausted the list of sort of desk gear that I have on my list. Are there more on yours, or do you have a different category that we can kind of jump into?
I was thinking if we were done with that, we could probably switch gears a little bit. Yeah. If there's anything else that, you know, anybody who's listening, if you've got ideas for gifts, you know, again, it's the holiday season, so we're thinking about those sorts of things, but who doesn't like a gift throughout the entire year? Let's be real. Yeah, so, true. You know, if you keep these in mind, whether or not you can get them at Christmas time or another time, just if birthdays, any kind of nicety, that, you know, just keep these in mind. If you've got anything that you'd like to throw at us as far as suggestions for great gifts in the desk, office, studio department or area, feel free to, you know, hit us up with an email or comment and stuff like that. That would be super great and helpful for anyone else in the development community. I was thinking of switching a little bit towards, I guess, education.
Okay.
Probably the best sort of category for it as web developers and designers. You know, I think that we enjoy learning, and we're in an industry that is changing all the time. Tools, techniques, graphics, art trends are changing all the time.
So many of the web designers and developers I know are self-taught. You know, we've, especially ones that are around our age where there weren't a lot of, you know, official school resources, you know, classes and stuff to do the things that we do. So, you know, I think the industry sort of has a culture of, you know, teaching yourself and stuff. So absolutely.
Yeah. So I think moving on to education and getting some knowledge-based stuff down is a great area for anyone who is in web design, web development, or if you know anyone in web design, web development. There are so many resources that you can go to that have free resources, free tools, and paid ones as well. So I was thinking, you know, we can talk about a couple of different ones, but subscriptions to any kind of course learning, you know, Udemy, Skillshare, Envato, I think, still has a lot of tutorials where they got a lot of resources for education as well. We know people who provide their own course packages. If you're a little bit more on the design end, you know, places like The Future and Chris Doe. There's so many places where we can keep our education going. Not only just learning, but, you know, communities as well. So they've got places and areas where you can connect with other designers, developers. So I think getting subscriptions to either courses for learning or packages of courses or bundles or a subscription or even just a single course is a really great and thoughtful gift that can help any web developer, designer kind of stay ahead of the game and keep moving forward and learning.
Yeah, I also have learning subscriptions, education subscriptions on my gift list as well. I think you named most of the ones that I had. Throw in also maybe a LinkedIn Learning. That's also a good one. And then, yeah, smaller course sellers, I think would be, is great. I really, you know, the Udemy, Skillshare, LinkedIn Learning ones are, they're great because of how vast their libraries are. And right, you just pay once for a subscription and then you have access to all of those things. But I like to also make sure that, you know, that we support some of the smaller, you know, one or few person courses, course sites and stuff. You mentioned The Future in Christo. And for me, if you're like a little bit more on the dev side, someone like West Boss has really great stuff too. Yeah. I mean, just taking a look at the landscape and seeing what it is that maybe the person that you're shopping for is into, and looking at if they're maybe more on the beginner side. Sometimes I feel like the larger library ones are great because you have a good place to sort of look at what people are teaching, look at what's popular and sort of get a start. But if you're looking to learn something more specific or a bit more advanced than some of the smaller ones are more targeted for things like that, making sure that we're, you know, supporting them as well. It's sort of along the same lines. I mean, still education, a little bit more offline. I have just always books. Books are always a great choice for gifts. I have noted specifically ones that are maybe around getting things done or like career advice books, things that will help web designer and developer in, you know, in their career or understand a bit more about how like the business of their industry works and stuff like that. If you're a web designer developer, or at least let's say I can speak for the two of us, right? Because we are, have been, still are web designers and developers. And we're always looking at places for inspiration and how to, you know, checking on YouTube videos on how to do, you know, the next greatest thing or whatever. But what we don't spend a lot of time on is learning about, you know, our career spaces and how we can progress in our careers and, you know, the best way to, you know, get things done and all of that. So I feel like I add those specifically as book recommendations, or types of book recommendations, because those are the things that are going to fill in the gaps that web designer developer are not already focusing on themselves. I know we spend a lot of time on the creative stuff because it's fun and it's very inspiring. But there's also, you know, the need to kind of fill in more of the foundational business side of things as well. So that's why I recommended maybe doing some of those in book form.
Yes. Piggybacking off that. I love that very much. Cause like you said, as creatives and technical people, we we're not thinking about numbers and business and career growth and moves and stuff like that. So that's very great. That's one thing that I absolutely love. And that drew me to Chris Doe to begin with, is because he was very intentional about helping artists and creatives and entrepreneurs learn the business side of art, and to be able to get yourself out there and to be able to support your family, support yourselves, and be able to bring in other opportunities by utilizing the business savviness end of the spectrum. So I like that very much. As far as other types of subscriptions and purchases for gifts, I think that graphics themselves, graphics packages, icons, bundles, and depending on what a designer likes to focus on, as you said, some people could be more towards the content end and writing and storytelling end. Some people can be more towards leaning towards UX and the user experience and structuring and helping the flow of apps, websites, stuff like that. Some people are more graphical and illustrative, and there are tons of places where you too can also get subscriptions to imagery, vectors, stock photography, stock videos, stuff that is less looking than others, something that's more custom and professional like. So those would be areas too to look for that you can get some great gifts. I mean, even just like a month subscription or like 500 credits to iStock, Shutterstock, or really great so that they could expound their catalog of imagery and inspiration that they can pull from and use for their projects.
Yeah, I really like that. They're, you know, let's say as like a freelance web developer, designer or something, right? There are some things that you know you need that are just not that fun to spend money on. And so,
yes,
like you said, vector files and stock graphics and stuff, like, you know, those things are going to up your design, up the level of what you're providing for your clients and stuff. It's not the most exciting thing to spend money on. So if you can get it as a gift, like, that's going to help them in a way that they wouldn't have helped themselves, you know, otherwise. Absolutely. And so I think that that's great. I think that sort of, you know, along the same lines, I had just gift cards for like tech software that the designer developer might want. Whether that's like Apple gift card, because there are apps on like iPads and stuff that they might want for themselves, or Amazon. There are also sites like AppSumo, where they're just like a library of different applications and stuff, where some of it's productivity, some of it's design, and all of those things. And again, especially with like the productivity ones, that's not fun to spend money on, but you know, if you did it, that, you know, you'd be more productive, you'd be more focused and all of those things. So having that gift card come in and being able to take advantage of that and get something that you maybe wouldn't have ordinarily gotten as a developer or designer, and that's going to either take your design up to the next level or make you, you know, more proficient in what you're doing, is all going to be really great. I think that's what I had, gift cards for tech software. Again, even some of the individual softwares, we need things like Canva or Creative Cloud or, you know, text editors like Sublime or whatever that cost money. Those are just, they're expenses. They're not fun things to spend money on. You'd rather spend your money on other things. So if you get a gift card for those things, or somebody purchases a license for you or something, then that's going to, you know, just take that one less thing to stress about off your plate, and you're going to be more proficient and better at your development, better at design and all of those things. So yeah, 100% on the gift cards thing there too with you. Yeah. So as we're getting sort of let's get out of some of maybe the real technical stuff of being web designer and developer. And we can step back and acknowledge that all of us are also people that don't have a lot of time and that don't have a lot of energy. So I wrote a few things down that are like maybe not specific to web designers and developers, but just sort of that designers and developers would be appreciative of anyways. So the first thing that I had was like a monthly coffee or tea subscription. It's not specific to design, but those are the things that are going to help you have energy, going to help, you know, get you through the day, pick you up in the morning, or like a nice tea to relax in the evening or something like that. So I put down something like a coffee or tea monthly subscription as something that we've already talked about, you know, some of the health stuff, right? Health benefits, mental health. This is again going to fall probably more on the health side, right? It's stuff that the designer developer is going to need to be able to focus and relax and be able to do the job and just be happier in general. So I added something like that. There are lots of different coffee and tea subscriptions if that's not their thing. There are lots of other, you know, drink subscriptions and stuff as well, but just something that's going to give them just sort of this mental boost to be able to continue doing all that design and development work.
Nice. I love that. I love that you switched to that, because there's one that I was thinking of that falls a little bit more into health and self-care and outside of the office type stuff, but could also be used in the office. Like I've got one, a couple other coworkers have one, but a aroma diffuser. You can have a couple different scents and aromas that also, again, help with tension, stress, relaxation, or even just almost tricking your brain as you're not just sitting in the office or just sitting in the house, that you get a pine scent or something. So you can find these Amazon, Walmart, Target. There's so many varieties of scents, organic. And again, those help a lot. Like you were saying, just a little bit of self-care. It can it can feel nice to, again, feel like you're in a different space just by a smell or scent or aroma. And then I like that with the, yeah, everyone needs tea, coffee, and a little bit of aromatherapy.
It seems like little things, but you know, when you're sitting in the same seat, staring at the same screen for hours on end, anything that kind of breaks that up and gives you sort of this, you know, mental jolt of happiness is like really important. It's really, really important to get some, you know, to break out of some of the routines and some of the monotony, and, you know, having the ability to step away and have that cup of tea or coffee, or having that diffuser to sort of inject kind of like these sensations that are like happiness when you're staring, yes, at the same screen. Again, just gonna like the blue light blocking glasses. I found for me, like the aromatherapy stuff helps with headaches and stuff, depending on what you have in there. For me,
yes,
it's peppermint and lavender, not together, but individually. Those things, they help with the headaches. And, you know, I'm staring at a screen all day long. It's really headache conducive. And so being able to have things like the glasses or like the diffuser to sort of alleviate some of that is huge.
Oh yeah. 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 Those are very nice.
Taking it even a step further, one of the things that I put on here is months of, you know, a month or more of like pre-prepared meal services, like, you know, HelloFresh or Dinnerly or any of those, right? We're all short on time. Like, time is hard to come by. We've talked again about the health a lot. Going out to eat all the time is just not healthy for your body. But preparing meals, it takes a time commitment. And some of us don't cook. I'm not a particularly great cook, but I can follow a recipe. And so having those pre-prepared meals come to the house, you know, for days at a time or whatever, it does a few things. One, it makes you eat healthier. Two, it, yep, gives you some of your time back because you don't have to prep all that stuff yourself. And three, it takes, again, mental stress off of, well, what am I going to have for dinner tonight? Am I going to go out to eat? Well, if I go out to eat, am I going to try and find something healthy? Well, that healthy thing is probably more expensive than this cheap thing. So I'll probably end up eating the cheap thing, even though it's really bad for me because it's cheaper. And so all of that, and that's more of a cycle, right? That, of course, is going to make you even less healthy, which is going to stress you out even more. And the whole thing starts over again. So
right.
Having the ability to sort of have those meals set for you, or, you know, all of those allow you to pick whatever meals you want for the week from their list of offerings. But it takes that mental stress off of figuring out what you're going to eat and worrying about how long it's going to take and whether or not it's going to be healthy for you and all of that. So I definitely think that something like that would be super beneficial to really not just web designers and developers, anyone who's just pressed for time. But I know that a lot of web designers and developers, especially ones running their own freelance businesses and stuff, are just always short on time and want to make healthy decisions, but sometimes they're sort of backed into a corner of not being able to make that healthy decision because of time or money or whatever else.
Nice. Yeah, that's another really great add-on. That's really good. There was one, is a little bit even more generic, but, you know, a lot of designers and developers are super nerdy, super geeky, and...
Hey, I resemble that remark.
Yeah, right? And at least speaking on my end, I don't usually go out and buy clothes that often.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think just, you know, being aware of stuff that your designer, developer, friend, girlfriend, boyfriend, spouse, coworker, like really, really nerd out about, you can get them anything. You can get Star Wars tees, Harry Potter action figures. You can get a replica of the space shuttle Discovery that you can build Legos. You got puzzles, graphic art, stuff to hang up around the office workspace, mouse pads, gamer stuff. So just like little fun things that they might not be. Again, sometimes designers and developers don't spend money on business end stuff, or or sometimes those expenses like you're talking about as far as photography, graphics, and stuff like that, sometimes they don't quite spend stuff on like smaller fun things, like a nice little like thing for the desk, like an R2-D2 droid paperweight or something that really gives a little bit of personality to their workspace or to the home or room or what have you. And so sometimes just those fun little thoughtful gifts of anything that they absolutely love and geek out about are really great. And t-shirts are great.
That you're talking about, like a little R2-D2 or whatever for your desk, that falls into a couple categories again, right? That's the mental health, right? You see that little R2-D2 out of your corner of your eye a couple times a week and you're like, ah, oh, that thing makes me happy. I love that that's sitting there. But also, if you're working in an office setting, like that's a conversation piece that's building culture between, you know, the designer and developer and their coworkers and all of that. So having just a little something that says something about their personality on their desk can start conversations and help, again, break the monotony of sitting and staring at screens all day, building that office culture, building relationships between coworkers and stuff. So I love that. One of the things that you mentioned in that list there was the Lego shuttle discovery or whatever. That was one of the last things that I had on my list here was like Legos and DIY craft kits. Sometimes they're creative people, so it's hard to turn that creative brain off, but sometimes you need to step away from the computer and do something creative elsewhere, away from a screen. And so I wanted to add that to the list as well, like Legos and DIY craft kits, stuff that continues to foster that creativity, but does it in a way that's a little bit more tactile with the hands and again, away from the screen, just being able to either break up the day or unwind. I love Legos. It's a perfect way for me to unwind. Like at the end of a day, I'm still doing something that's creative. I'm still going to have this reward at the end that all these little pieces together make this cool thing. Yes. Like a shuttle, like a space shuttle. So there's still that, like that I made this reward or whatever, but it's away from the screen. It's using, you know, you're resting your eyes, you're resting your brain, all of that. Again, with the mental health, I feel like this sort of turned into a gift guide mental health episode unintentionally. But that stuff is so important. Web designers and developers just sit in the chair like so long all day. That all of that stuff, if you don't like actively with intention work on your mental and physical health, it's just not going to happen. So all of these things just make for better work environments, make for more productive workspaces, and just generally make all of us web designers and developers feel better and enjoy what we're doing all that much more. So yeah, just some like crafty stuff, I think is a great little, some of it doesn't have to be, a discovery shuttle, space shuttle. That one's pretty big. And, you know, if somebody wants to get that for me, they can, but I'm talking more like maybe smaller things, just a little unwind again, like the cable organizers might be a good stocking stuffer or something like, hey, yeah, I know you're working at a screen all day. I wanted to just give you this little thing that I know you're most likely going to like because you're a creative person. You like building things, but that you can kind of unwind with at the end of the day. So that was kind of the last thing that I had on my list. Is there anything else that you have?
That's about it. That's all that I got.
Nice. Well, this will be coming out a couple weeks, just under a couple weeks before Christmas. But like TJ said earlier on in the episode, just because it's Christmas time doesn't mean that these gifts are exclusive to Christmas time. Web designers and developers love getting these things, you know, all throughout the year. So if you're listening to this and it's not Christmas time, that's okay. Think about getting one of these things and surprising the web designer or developer in your life with something middle of the year. Honestly, it'll be probably even more delightful because it'll be completely unexpected. So all right, I will wrap us up. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it a favorable rating in your podcast, in your favorite podcast app or website. It makes a difference and helps others discover the podcast. To be notified when future episodes come out, please go ahead and subscribe as well. For more about us and what we're up to, check out our website, heading2.com. That's headingtwo.com. And also follow us on Twitter. We'll start to be a little bit more active here as we continue adding things to the podcast and the site. And again, that's heading TWO. Thank you again for listening, and we'll be back next week with another episode. Bye, everyone.
Till next time.